A Changed Relationship, Salvation Results, by Peter Amsterdam. God's love for us is the motivation behind His plan of salvation, and that love was manifested in the death of His Son, Jesus, as a propitiation for our sins. The sacrificial death of Jesus resulted in a changed relationship between God and us. The price Jesus paid for our salvation was the supreme price. The sacrifice was immeasurable. Our redemption is due to the boundless love of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Three significant results of Jesus' death and resurrection are justification, adoption, and regeneration. These results bring about massive change in the lives of those who become reconciled to God through Jesus. Justification refers to our legal status before God. Adoption speaks to our personal familial relationship with Him, and regeneration to a change in our spiritual nature. Justification. Through Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross, God forgives our sins. They have been imputed to Christ, meaning they became His and are no longer ours. At the same time, Jesus' righteousness has been imputed to those who receive Him and accept His gift of salvation. So God no longer sees us as sinners worthy of punishment, but rather as righteous in His sight. Our legal guilt and condemnation are removed, and the separation between God and us is no longer there. Our justification means that God declares us righteous, or declares us no longer guilty and condemned. This doesn't mean that we who have received His gift of salvation are now sinless, as we are all still sinners, but it means that legally, we are seen by God as righteous. All of this is God's work, not our own. There is nothing we could do or achieve to deserve this forgiveness and righteousness. In His love, He made the way for us to be righteous in His sight, not by our own works or good deeds, but by His grace, mercy, and love. It's a gift of love, costly on God's side, free on ours. By grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. Scripture makes it clear that people are not saved by being good or doing good works or keeping the laws of Moses or anything we do ourselves. Salvation, which results in justification, depends solely on God and His plan. All we have to do is believe that God has made it available through Jesus and accept it by faith. A beautiful feature of justification is that, as Christians, we no longer need to feel anxiety regarding our standing with God. Though we still sin, our status of having the righteousness of Christ does not change. We no longer need to question whether we've done enough or are close enough to God to merit salvation. God has done it all, and through Jesus' death and resurrection, we are and will always be seen as righteous by God. When we sin, we need to repent and ask God to forgive us, as well as actively strive to become stronger in resisting temptation. The Bible teaches that we will appear before the judgment seat of Christ in the afterlife. However, sin doesn't cause us to lose our salvation or justification. And if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The love and sacrifice of God through Jesus' death on the cross has resulted in our justification before God. It has removed our separation and has reconciled us with Him. What a precious and valuable gift has been offered by the God of love to humanity. Adoption. We experience another significant change in our position and relationship with God through salvation. With sin no longer separating us from God, our relationship with God changes. As we become part of God's family, we become His children. As many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in His name. This change of relationship, this entry into God's family as His children, is called adoption. We are not the sons and daughters of God in the same sense as Jesus, who is the only begotten Son, but we are adopted into His family. In one sense, this change is a legal one, since as God's children, we become heirs of God, with all the rights of heirs. But more than that, we now have a relationship based on being members of God's family. God is our Father. When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. While God was seen as Father in the Old Testament, the emphasis was more on God's holiness, and that holiness largely defined the relationship between humans and God. The general portrayal of God in the Old Testament is that He is mighty, holy, pure, and separate, and sinful humans need to be humble before Him, obey Him, and venerate Him. Redemption through Jesus changed this relationship to a much more personal one. We can now relate to God as a child relates to his or her loving father. This closeness to God as Father and His love for us is seen in things that Jesus said about His Father. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask Him? The Father Himself loves you because you have loved Me and have believed that I came from God. We see God's deep love in our adoption. He didn't have to invite us into His family. He didn't have to adopt us, but He did. Adoption is an act of love by someone who is not obligated to take in, care for, and love a child. It is by choice. God doesn't adopt us because of how great or wonderful we are, or because we do good things for Him. He adopts us because He loves us. He loves humanity. He made it possible, at great personal cost to Himself, for sinners separated from Him to be redeemed, to be forgiven, and to enter His family. This is the love, mercy, and kindness of our God, who is love. Regeneration. Another result of Jesus' death and resurrection in the lives of believers is a spiritual change, which is referred to in the following ways: being born again, rebirth, regeneration, being born of the Spirit, and becoming a new creation. All of these concepts generally refer to a spiritual change, which occurs in the heart of one who is redeemed by Christ. The Holy Spirit transforms the redeemed person's sinful nature in a way that renews them and brings a spiritual change in the person. This new birth is the clean slate or fresh foundation on which the new Christian begins his or her spiritual life, and from that point forward can grow in it. This rebirth is a result of belief in and acceptance of Jesus' atoning sacrifice for us. When someone believes in and accepts God's plan of salvation, then they acknowledge that Jesus is their Savior, and they are reborn. The person may or may not feel the change, but the change has occurred. They are born of God because they have believed in Him. Becoming a new creation doesn't mean that the original created nature of the individual no longer exists and is replaced, but rather signifies his or her sinful nature being changed or recreated. It's a spiritual or moral renewal of the redeemed individual's nature. It's a new self that is in alignment with the likeness of God. God's loving plan of salvation has justified us, so that we are seen by Him as righteous. We have become His children by adoption. We are members of His family and no longer separated from Him. We are heirs of eternal salvation and of God's other promises. We also become a new creation as we are born again. These precious gifts are the fruits of God's costly love of Jesus laying down His life for us. We have been reconciled to God, and nothing will ever change that. I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.